Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. Delighted to have you with me here on this Wednesday as we're going through a marvelous series by Derek Prince on endurance. And today Derek's going to be talking to us about two kinds of tests. You know, the Bible teaches that endurance is not just sort of hanging on until the end, but it's specifically going through the paces that God has for us, some of which are difficult, some of which are suffering, some of which are hardship. But those difficulties and those hardships make an imprint on our lives, produce a positive impact on our lives that allows us to be weightier people, more anointed people, more Christ-like people. One of my favorite commentators once looked at two political candidates and said, you know what? You wish that both of them had suffered more. What she was hoping for was that these people were people of greater compassion and depth and character. That comes through hardship. And Derek Prince is about to tell us how to walk through that. Let's listen.
In my two previous talks on endurance this week, I've explained certain basic things. First, endurance is an essential element of a successful Christian character. Without endurance, we cannot achieve success in our Christian life. Second, it takes tests and trials to build endurance. Therefore, when we are confronted with tests, the Scripture says we should count it pure joy, seeing in it the hand of God, permitting us to go through these tests that he may cultivate in us endurance, which is essential for our success as Christians. And then, looking at a picture in the Epistle to the Hebrews yesterday, we saw that the Christian life is a marathon, not a 100-yard dash, and that we have to run our race with endurance. That's the essential requirement for completing the course. Today I'm going to speak specifically about the kinds of tests that we must expect to face in the Christian life, the kinds of tests that are needed to cultivate endurance in us. The tests we meet as Christians will take many different forms and come in many different ways, but essentially they fall into two main categories, each the opposite of the other. And it's these two categories we're going to look at today. The first category is when things are too hard. The second category is when things are too easy. Now, most people could understand that the first is a problem when things are too hard. But I think the Scripture reveals and experience confirms that a lot of people who stand when things are pretty hard cannot succeed when things become too easy. I'm going to illustrate these two opposite kinds of tests from one of the most familiar parables of Jesus, the parable of the sower. This is found in Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. I'll read the parable, then a little further on, we come to Jesus' own interpretation of this parable. First of all, the parable. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture, and one of the other versions emphasizes the roots were not able to go down deep enough. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. Now, a little further on in the same chapter, verses 11 through 15, Jesus himself gives us the interpretation of this parable. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so they cannot believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. I'm sure you noticed the word persevering. We'll come to that a little later. Now, this parable depicts four kinds of people, different response to hearing the word of God. The first kind, that's the seed that fell on the pathway, are those into whom the word never enters, and we are not going to be concerned with them. The second kind, those that were in rocky soil, represents those who receive but cannot endure testing. The third kind, those who fell among thorns, represent those who are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Then the fourth kind are the kind we all want to be, those who produce a crop by persevering. Well, as I've said, we're not going to spend time on the first group because the seed never entered. Nothing ever happened. The birds of the air came and caught it away before it gained entrance. We're going to focus for a time on the second and the third groups. The second group with those who received but could not endure testing, the ones who were in the rocky soil. The third group were those among the thorns, where the plants grew up, but they were choked by the thorns, which were life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Now, concerning those on the rocky soil who could not endure testing, in a parallel passage in Matthew chapter 13, verse 21, as Jesus interprets the parable there, he says, "When trouble or persecution comes, they cannot endure." There's one word I want to emphasize there. It's when. When trouble or persecution comes. Jesus did not say if trouble or persecution comes, but when. In other words, we are all going to have to face trouble and persecution in some form or another. Now, the problem with these people was that the seed or the roots from the seed could not go down to any real depth because the rocks stopped them. And so when the hot sun rose and beat upon those plants, although they'd grown up very quickly, they withered and died because their roots didn't go down deep enough.
Don't you love that parable of the sower out of Luke 8 and the specific statement that there were those who produced a crop by persevering? How many people in their impatience in this generation plant seed and go out almost the next day and pull it up because it's not bearing fruit? Perseverance is what allows the crop that God has intended from your life. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
There are invisible spiritual powers in heavenly places. Hierarchies of angels are engaged in war on a scale that most Christians cannot imagine. And you are being drawn into the action. Why? Because as a follower of Jesus, you can play a key role in determining the outcome. The question is, are you ready to take your place in God's plan for the finale of the ages? In his new book, Rules of Engagement, Derek Prince offers the guidance you need to take your place in this monumental conflict. With it, you'll discover how to develop the character of a warrior and become more and more like Jesus Christ, your commanding officer. You'll gain confidence and learn what you need to know to complete the mission. To order your copy for only $12.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Order Rules of Engagement and conquer the trials you face now and prepare for victory in the greater battles to come. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted to have you here. We're in a wonderful series with Derek Prince on endurance, and Derek is teaching us out of the parable of the sower, how we can bear fruit, how we can endure, how we can continue and endure when others are literally blown away. Let's listen.
Jesus did not say, if trouble or persecution comes, but when. In other words, we are all going to have to face trouble and persecution in some form or another. Now, the problem with these people was that the seed or the roots from the seed could not go down to any real depth because the rocks stopped them. And so when the hot sun rose and beat upon those plants, although they'd grown up very quickly, they withered and died because their roots didn't go down deep enough. Now, I have to say with deep sorrow, over many years in Christian ministry, I've seen many people like that. I've seen people have a marvelous experience of conversion, get all excited about it, and you think, wonderful. But I've come to ask myself, are they growing too fast? Are they growing up so high, so quickly, because they haven't gone down deep enough? They're the kind of people who give superficial adherence, but there's really no depth in their commitment. And when the testing comes, they just wither. A few years later, you wonder where they ever were. They've just dropped out of the picture. Let's look now at the third kind, those who fell among thorns. And their problem was that things were too easy. Notice the problems: life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Now, riches and pleasures suggest a life, at least, of comparative ease. There's not a lot of persecution, there's not a lot of opposition, there's not a lot of pressure. Pressure. Things are going too well. I want you to compare the words of Jesus in Luke 17, where he speaks about what it'll be like at the end of this age, and he compares the time of Noah and the time of Lot. And this is what he says: just as it was in the days of Noah, so also it will be in the days of the Son of Man. That's the close of this age. People were eating, drinking, marrying, and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. What was the problem with these people who didn't make it through? They were too occupied with temporal things. And I want to list the things that Jesus mentions: eating, drinking, marrying, being given in marriage, buying, selling, planting, building. Now, what I want to point out is none of those things are sinful. The sin is not doing those things. The sin is becoming engrossed in those things so that we lose sight of eternal values and our priorities are all out of line, and we give more thought, more attention to the things of time than we do to the things of eternity. Listen to the words of Jesus in Luke 21:34. This is a warning against this type of problem. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. Don't get entangled with the things of time. When things are going easy, when you have riches, when you have pleasures, just bear in mind that's not the ultimate. There's something much more important. Don't lose sight of the eternal. Don't let those things choke the life of the seed of the Word of God, which is growing up in you. Finally, let's look for just a moment at the fourth group, those who actually produced a crop. Let's look at what Jesus said about them again in Luke 8:15. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a crop. Notice there's no way to produce a crop without persevering. Persevering is essential. You can receive the seed, it can begin to grow in your life, all sorts of exciting things can happen. You can have a very wonderful encounter with the Lord, a wonderful conversion, a wonderful new birth. But unless you persevere, the end will not be what God intends. These people had a noble and a good heart. Well, that's something that we need to be grateful for. But notice, the nobility and the goodness of their heart had to be cultivated by perseverance. You know, as I've lived the Christian life and ministered to people, I've seen a lot of people who didn't seem to have very much, who made it through. And a lot of people who seemed to have a lot of talent and ability, who never made it through. What was the difference? The difference is perseverance. Without perseverance, no matter how many talents you may have, you will never make it through. You'll never produce a crop.
You know, I love that passage of scripture in Luke 8 that says there were a noble and good-hearted people who heard the word, retained it, and endured bearing a good crop. You know, that's what we want to be in our generation. We want to be people who stand faithfully for Jesus, endure every process and experience that He has ordained for us, and then having won and earned and taken on the character of Jesus, win the victor's crown. That's what we need, and that's what our generation needs to see, a body of believers who are enduring, who are solid, and who bear the character of their Lord. Coming up, we're going to have a wonderful time with the director of DPM UK, Neil Cornick, as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
There are invisible spiritual powers in heavenly places. Hierarchies of angels are engaged in war on a scale that most Christians cannot imagine. And you are being drawn into the action. Why? Because as a follower of Jesus, you can play a key role in determining the outcome. The question is, are you ready to take your place in God's plan for the finale of the ages? In his new book, Rules of Engagement, Derek Prince offers the guidance you need to take your place in this monumental conflict. With it, you'll discover how to develop the character of a warrior and become more and more like Jesus Christ, your commanding officer. You'll gain confidence and learn what you need to know to complete the mission. To order your copy for only $12.95, call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Order Rules of Engagement and conquer the trials you face now and prepare for victory in the greater battles to come. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us today. We have a very special friend calling in from England right now. Neil Cornick is the director of Derek Prince Ministries in the UK. Their responsibilities there are not just for UK and the continent of Europe, but also the Middle East. And so we're going to have some fascinating conversation with him. Neil, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Stephen.
I suppose I'd like to start by understanding your own personal connection to Derek Prince, how you came perhaps to know the Lord, and how you came to know about Derek before you ever joined DPM.
Okay, well, I was raised in a Christian family, and I think, like the experience of many through my teens, I sort of wandered away from the Lord. But then I came to my own living and active faith in my later teens, and I got a job, got married, started a family, and then sensed that God had something more for my wife and I and young children, and we then sold up from the UK, actually went to the States and did some missionary training, really seeking what God would have for us in the future. And having done that for a while, we returned to the UK, and it was subsequent to that year, seeking to equip ourselves, that I began to work with Derek Prince Ministries in the UK. So that was some 14 years ago now.
Goodness, that's a long time. What have you seen as the changes? Can you give us a little bit of an overview from the time you first joined 14 years ago to today? What has the progression been?
Well, it's been a really fascinating journey of being involved with the ministry and seeking to equip and resource the church with Derek's teaching gift, and it's been a privilege to be involved in that. And you know, in many senses, the church is often apathetic, and it's really Derek's teaching is a means for strengthening and encouraging believers to rise up in their faith and to really grasp all that God has for them. And it's been wonderful to see in many different situations how the provision of Derek's materials have had a really significant impact on people's lives.
You know, Neil, here in the States, there are a number of books now that are explaining the demographic trends in Europe and in the UK. And the picture seems to be emerging that Islam is very much on the rise in the UK, that birth trends tend to be such that, to be frank, one of the books says that Europe is aborting itself to death, and that the trend is towards either Islam or kind of a neo-paganism. And so I wondered if you could help our listeners understand a little bit of your context there. Is England losing all of its Christian mooring and heritage, or are you finding anything that counters those trends? And by the way, do you see those trends as being true, given your experience in the UK and in Europe?
I think it's fair to say that there is the Islamic influence in Britain and Europe is certainly growing, and the society for the most part is very secular in its orientation and outlook, with consumerism and materialism very much people's ears are dulled to things spiritual. But despite that malaise, there are definite pockets of life, and there is spiritual hunger which we're able to really seek to encourage and stimulate through the materials that we have at our disposal.
And are you finding that in the UK as well as on the continent, or is it in one geographical region more than another in your experience?
I think it would be a general picture across the country.
And also generationally, are you finding a hunger amongst the young, or are you finding a hunger more amongst the older ones? Where do you see the real landing ground for the teachings of Derek?
I think the older generation have been fed and nurtured by Derek's teaching over many years, and they all continue to be fed in that way and deeply appreciate the message that Derek has made available. We're certainly making efforts through our outreach in the UK to connect to that younger generation of believers. And, you know, whilst there are many that are, not seeking the Lord, there are a smaller minority that have a real spiritual hunger and really want to be radical in their faith and the way they follow the Lord Jesus. So they're the kind of groups and people that we want to really come alongside and really just stand with them and encourage them in their spiritual walk. And certainly many that respond to us express their deep appreciation for the way that Derek is able to explain the principles of the Bible and enable them to grasp them in their own walk.
That's wonderful, Neil. Listen, I want to have you back at another time to talk a great deal about how Derek Prince Ministries is penetrating the Middle East. But our time has run out for today. I want to thank you for being with us, and thank you even more for championing the cause of Christ in Europe. We're pray for you and very proud of you and thankful for your time with us.
Thanks, Stephen. It's been a privilege.
And that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your copy of Derek's book, Rules of Engagement. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $12.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Rules of Engagement when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.